Welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? Listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so it gets in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. It'll get lost, I promise you, or be treated as spam. And then I spring this title live to Brent and a special guest that we have on. And our job is to cook up five or six different ways, different angles conceptually to write that title. And this is the kind of work you should be doing before you go into a write. So you have a really solid path to a killer song. Not always, sometimes the first idea that you have is the best way to go, but usually it's the most cliche. And if you do a little extra 15, 20 minutes of creative work in the sandbox, you're going to find something really, really special that's going to alter the course of that song. And Brent, I mean, you started practicing what you preach here and actually using this exercise to breathe brand new life and energy into a really old hooks that haven't thought about in a while, right?
Yeah, just like probably a ton of pro writers, I have, you know, thousands of unused titles in my hook book because I don't do quality control when I write them down, only when I decide what to bring into a room. And so, but we were having so much fun with these titles that you climbers were sending in, and you know, it would be like this benign title that I wouldn't have just picked off my hook book if it had been in my hook book to go, I got to write that. But after doing like 10 minutes of song title challenge on it, I was like, dadgum, there's something there. That's cool. Going, I need to do this for my own titles. And so I started doing that for my own titles as part of a daily exercise, or, well, some days, not every day, I'll be honest, but, you know, going through my titles and like pick one almost at random and just like, let's dive into it for 10 minutes, see what happens. And I've gotten so much good stuff out of that, of titles that I wouldn't have picked just from the surface level. But so much of that good stuff is like 5 or 10 minutes in. So heck, I'm really glad we started doing this. And so we want to encourage you guys to do the same thing. Maybe there's great stuff just below the surface, and to dive in, do a few minutes on, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and see what you get. So it's, I'm a believer. Not only do I do it on the show, I do it when you're not listening.
He's also a member. I'm not just the president. I'm also a member. This is a fun creative exercise. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form, guys. You can use all of what we say. You can use none of what we say on the show for your song if you send in the title. But we do demand an invite to the number one party. And as always, Johnny wants an open bar. You know, I'm going to have a cocktail while I'm there. Brent, I mean, we've got yet another superstar on the show today. You want to do the honors of introducing our guest?
That is right. Today's guest, kind of man, made his first splash with Lone Star's breakthrough country and pop smash Amazed, which was BMI Song of the Year, millions and millions of broadcast performances. I mean, it's Amazed. You know
that
it, right?
That song is like literally like you can just walk in, you drop the mic, and then you walk out, and you're cool forever.
But wait, there's more. Our guest also wrote the Martina McBride hit. This one's for the girls, who spent 9 weeks at number one on the AC chart. He was a producer, not just a one-trick pony. Our guest hit the top of the country charts with R&R's most played country song of 2003, 19-something, recorded by Mark Wills. So big producer props there. Also scored a number one with Blake Shelton with the hit Every Time I Hear That Song. Also cuts by, there's more, Tim McGraw, Taylor Swift, Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, Kenny Chesney, Billy Currington, and on and on. He also hosts the podcast, The Pitch List, or just Pitch List, which I listen to. I'm a fan of. They're about to hit season 5. It may have already started, I think, by the time this drops. It's a must listen. You got to listen to Pitch List. It's great. Chris Lindsay, welcome to The Climb.
Welcome.
Hey guys, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for saying yes.
I love your podcast, and we've talked many times. I'm excited now. We're just talking this morning. I'm excited about our little exercise today. I think it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. And I want to say, you know, after listening to Brent, Chris, I feel like, you know, if you keep eating your Wheaties and drinking your milk, you could turn into like a, you could turn into somebody, man. You could be a good songwriter. Holy crap, your list is ridiculous, man. Congrats on all that success. That's amazing.
Thank you. The only list I know that's a little bit better is my wife's. So silver lining for you there. Every day I wake up and go, damn, she's written a couple more than me.
Oh, that keeps you in competition. I love it.
Honey, go write another book and stay busy doing that for a while. Give me some time to write some more songs.
Yes.
And okay.
Her book's doing great too, by the way. Really good.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. What's the name of it again?
It's called Talking to the Sky. It's on, you can get it on Amazon or anywhere. It's gotten a lot of traction. She's working on a movie for it now with Dennis Quaid.
Oh, awesome.
In the middle of getting all their ducks in a row on that. It's going to be fantastic. So it's rocking.
Good deal.
Awesome. Announce your wife. Like, who's your wife?
Amy Mayo. My wife is Amy Mayo, another Nashville songwriter turned author.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And Amy and I wrote a lot of the early songs that you were listing off together. And and then we write apart also, but we wrote a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, she was on Amazed and a bunch of other stuff. And she's got her own credits. And yeah, she's awesome too.
Yes.
That's killer. All right. Are you guys ready?
Not at all, but it's never stopped me. Never stopped me
before. All right.
Before.
So this title is from Randy England.
Randy. Hey, Randy.
Longtime climber. The title is, I'm going to give you the title and then I'm going to give you a hot take on this. Okay. The title is called Break Us Up.
Okay.
Break Us Up.
All right.
So my hot take on this is, there's a lot of things that could happen here with this. I'm actually interested in this title. Like, it at first I'm like, does that just seem sort of vanilla? But the more I was thinking about it, just in the few minutes that we've had where I picked it, the more I'm kind of excited about where this is going to go. I think there's certainly things we can do. So, Chris, of course, we can put anything in front of the title or anything behind the title to play with the meaning. You know, I think of they're breaking us down to break us up. Mm-hmm. I got lots of ideas going on with that, but that's our title. I think this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I dig it. Thanks for sending this in, Randy.
Yeah,
I have no idea where to go with it at first.
I'm studying. The first thing I thought of was one of my favorite songs in the last 3 or 4 years, Break Up in the End.
Cole Swindell.
God, I love that song.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't do it that way. Break Us Up. I love to look at a title and go the exact opposite way that you would think.
Yeah.
Like, if this is a negative title, push it positive. If it's a positive title, push it negative. That's kind of part of my process. Brent, what are you looking at there?
Yeah, I try to do the same thing. Try to not do what you think would be done with that title. One of my first thoughts is, you know, ain't nothing going to break us up. You know, this is a positive, nothing's going to break us up thing. What is that song? Ain't nothing going to break in my stride. Ain't nothing going to slow me for some reason. I just get there. Ain't nothing going to break us up. Or I think of like, I'm the only one that could break us up. You know, maybe it's a heartbreak thing. Like,
it's not because
of, you know, other boys coming around and guys getting her eye. Hell, I'm the only one that broke us up. Taking ownership. Like I was the cheerleader for someone else.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm the only one that could break us up.
Cause if you do ain't, you know, nothing going to break us up. You get into that thing where it's like, that works, but why would you write, like, what's that
why response? Are you saying that?
Someone asks, it's like, who's talking about breaking up in the first place?
Right.
Introducing a negative thought right off the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, wait, are you thinking about, you know, where'd that start?
Exactly.
How did you say your last one? What did you just say? I'm the only one that
could break us up. You know, like turns out I was the only one that could break us up. Like she didn't leave me for some other guy. It's basically she left me because I was a jerk.
Yeah, jealousy.
What if it's
a self-deprecating jealousy narrative?
That's what he's saying.
But his jealousy is kind of what drove her away.
But the problem, I think the thing I'm seeing with that is like just the, I'm the only one that could have broken it. However, the language would be weird. And then also That's not true. She could have also.
She could have, right. Yeah, and what artist wants to say that, really? I mean, it's such a negative.
Better note.
I was an a-hole.
I always say that, too, man. It's like, for an artist, you write a song for an artist, you're writing a three-minute movie for them to star in. They don't want to be the bad guy. They don't want to be the weak guy. They want to be the star.
Yeah. Mm. They want to be Tom Cruise running across.
If they are, wounded, if they are self-confessional and able to show their weaknesses, that's a positive. But they have to, just like a movie star, they have to be in a positive role.
Yeah.
Even if it's a negative role, it has to be a positive way they deal with it.
Yeah.
Break us up. What else we got
break
here?
Break us up.
How about a real positive sort of anthemic, come together, national type America thing where, I mean, I think it's clear to a lot of people, and I think a lot of people, and certainly in country music, share this, that, you know, it could be about race. It could be about, you know, it just seems that the more the people that are harping against racism are trying to actually separate us, you know what I mean? They're trying to break us up. You know, and what if it's, you know, they're breaking you down to break you up. The media, you know, wants division, whether it's racism, whether it's gender, whether it's this, whether it's that. You could make a social commentary on that maybe, but there's nothing that's going to break us up, kind of a thing.
You could definitely do it, but I don't know, that type of political sentiment's not usually, you know, not going to be a country cut, you know what I mean? They don't that's a hot potato. They're not going to want to. It would definitely work for the title. But I would not want to do it that way, because
it doesn't
would
have to be political either. But it can be. I think everybody sort of feels the.
Yeah, but you're on one side or the other. You're saying, "Hey, Mister across the aisle, different than me. They can't. They're." I mean, I think it's 100% true what you're saying. I just don't know if anybody will sing about it.
Yeah, it's tricky for sure. I wonder.
I should have warned y'all before we started. I can be a total dick about titles. I should have put that in the show notes.
That's what we want. That's why you're here.
It's all good. It ain't my title.
I'm a known butthole. Even my wife's like, man, you're such a downer.
Well, this is really good, though, because this is what it's really like in the room when you're trying to find those, like, where's the path to success? And a lot of it is, it's mostly roadblocks and road spikes and blow your tires out and all the obstacles. So no, there's definite value in that. I wonder, you know, thinking outside like the country genre, could it almost be like a, almost seem like a teen, like a, you know, a CCM, but like a young female CCM kind of thing. But like talking about God, like nothing's going to break us up. Like, you know, kind of the I'm saved and nothing's going to change that. Like I'm his and nothing's ever going to change that. The world's trying to catch my eye, but nothing's going to break us up. Or it could be that kind of thing, you know, so a total CCM, young pop female kind of, you know, the whole God is my boyfriend kind of in a way, but not that. But just saying, he's got me. I love him. Nothing's going to break us up. So that could be like more of a God, you know, religious Christian song.
I got one. What if it's about a good old boy and his beer? Nothing's going to break us up, you know, like he's in love with his beer. Right? Like,
that's my favorite so far.
Yeah. Long neck, ice cold beer never let me down.
Right, yeah. That's funny.
Tongue in cheek, sort of old Joe Diffie kind of thing would probably, in that way you could do the down up, like you said. We used to call that hot cold. Opposite.
What if it's a good old boy in his truck?
Yeah,
he's in love with his truck, right? Nothing's gonna break us up, like. You could go for that and get the corporate sponsorship money right out of the gate. Not there that you should write it for that reason, but, you know.
Yeah, and truck is a nice up rhyme.
Yep.
It's interesting, like, you know, I mean, beer can't break us up. I wonder if it's like beer broke us up, you know, came between us, which is more of a negative, like she left me over my drinking, which is a way, like, not market smart. Right. You're like right. playing in a bar. Beer broke us up. Have another one.
There's not a lot of guys doing that kind of stuff either. But yeah. I guess there might be. I have a different take, okay? I just thought of something. This is what I would do in the room. I might.
It's not going to work, Chris. Oh, sorry.
what if you change it? Can we change the title a little bit? You said that's okay, right?
Let's play with it.
Yeah.
So, and there may be a song already on this title, okay, that because I don't keep up, so I don't know. But if you change this to breaking up, and you wrote it from a male perspective about how he is absolutely nosediving, drinking, lost, you know, just his life's a shambles over losing this girl. And so it's called breaking up. And instead of talking about how he and her aren't together, he's talking about how he's crashing and burning.
He's breaking up. Like, it's breaking up. It's breaking up.
Breaking up.
Yeah. $6 million.
It's just be called breaking up. And I don't know how you would do it.
But it's not a relationship song.
I don't love it, but there's one shot at it.
I'm breaking up.
Relationship song where I don't know. I don't know how you'd do it, actually. I don't know exactly how you would do it. Because the girl, you'd be saying, you know, she's breaking up with him and he's breaking up too, right?
Yeah, he's breaking up into pieces kind of thing.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, breaking up. We're all...
Let's keep going.
Yeah. This is fun. We don't have to dive in too deep on any of them.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
I wonder if it's like, man, I need something to break us up. Like, I want something to break us up. Like, and what is the us? You know, if it's something, if it's that love that you just can't quit kind of thing. Man, sometimes I want something to break us up, you know?
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, I think she's trying to break us up. There's a guy, I worked at Hardee's when I was in high school a little bit. And there was a guy I was working with that he had started dating this girl that had a kid. I mean, he's a young guy, but she had a young kid or whatever. And it was just, the relationship was, it wasn't his kid, but so, you know, he was dating a single mom and it was kind of run his course. And he was like, but I felt bad. Like, I didn't want to break up with her, you know, single mom stuff. So I was just trying to do little stuff to get on her nerves, hoping she'd break up with me. Like leaving the toilet seat up and off the toothpaste and all this stuff. And he was like, funny. I'm kind of hoping she'd dump me, but she won't. I don't know if that's any relevance to this. And it's somewhere out there, but just one of those.
I'm trying to think how you would do that too.
Without the guy being just a total jerk.
But actually it's kind of, I think it'd be okay. Yeah. I don't think you're not making him look that bad. It's probably not that serious of a relationship if he's just trying to make her break up.
Yeah, he just felt bad. He didn't want to be the one doing the breaking up.
I got it. What if you want to break us up, But what if the singer wants to break us up because the makeup sex is awesome?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like, so I'm always looking for, like, you get, it could be tongue in cheek, but it's all just like putting her on a pedestal. Like, she's so amazing. All I want to do is break us up because getting back together.
Just so we can make up. Yeah.
So we can make up. Yeah.
So if we were, okay. So if we were in an actual writing session right now, this is what I would do. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
I would go.
Walk out, go to lunch.
No.
come into the kitchen.
I would go, and I would go, wait, makeup sex. Let's write that.
Yes.
That's a better title to me, makeup sex. I would know what to do with that. And I love, if it's not already been done, what I love about that title is that the first time you said it to somebody, they would go, you can't do that.
Right.
And whenever I hear that in a room, like, oh, yeah, that's great, but you can't do it. You're not allowed. Whenever I hear that, I'm like, okay, I'm doing it. There's gold in them there hills. When you, writing tip. When you get in a room, you say, you can't talk about that. That's you exactly what you need to talk about.
So did everybody just hear that for all future co-writes with Chris Lindsay? Yeah. If you want to fight for your title and you want to win, just tell Chris, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
Right.
You know, it's like the Babe Ruth strategy.
Remember, you know, have you ever had this one happen when somebody threw a title out and it's really good and like they go, oh, shit, I forgot I already pitched that.
Yeah,
dang it,
because I think they didn't like how it was going, so they like yanked it back.
That's
a fun one.
A couple times I probably should have done that, but it's the Babe Ruth strategy of it's a big swing. Babe Ruth, you know, he had the most homers, but he also had the most strikeouts. Cares about the strikeouts?
Exactly. No, that's how
makeup sex, like
makeup sex.
Well, think about this, like, what if it's not really about, I mean, somewhat about God, but it's not about makeup, you know, post breakup sex. It's about, you can't tell me there ain't a God. Only God can make up sex.
That's like mixing gasoline and gasoline. No, that would not work.
Definitely, we can't do that. But
yeah, but here, listen to me. Look what I just did. I just told you you can't do that. You need to do it.
There we go.
You couldn't do it.
Fuck. They're going to make it a Southern gospel song. No.
But how would you do makeup sex? Could you do makeup sex? I guess you can make like a sexy groove and kind of make it tongue in cheek. Yeah. I don't know if you can do makeup sex. People would listen to it though. If it were listed on a piece of paper, you know, if it was on a track list, people would go, they would go to it.
Oh, they would. They were like, what are they doing here? I got to hear that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why it's like, okay, you'd want to not do, like your thing of not do exactly what people would expect it to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that way it's more palatable, more doable.
Well, I think that whole area is good. Like the whole area of volatile relationships, of on again, off again, you know, we can't quit each other. You know, it's great. It's horrible. That whole bipolar relationship thing is really, obviously, because so many songs are written about it, but I think that you know, it's a passionate area for people. It's, you know, they say most people, all they think about is either who they love or who they wish they loved. You know, I mean, people just think about, they think about their love, their romantic interest. That's why if you turn on the radio, 95 percentage of the songs are about love or relationships. Because that's what people think about most of the time.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And there you go. A little extra song tip.
There you go. I'm wondering, like, is it about a memory? I don't know. I guess don't let the past break us up. Kind of like don't let, you know, the past hurts and all that stuff. What used to be with some old memory break us up.
I like that.
Like
I'm interested. Past, don't let the past
break us up in the now kind of thing, right?
I
can't break us up.
I'm not living that right now because it's not like it's a thing, but I will tell you that just straight up, Janelle struggles with my former life. You know what I mean? Chris, I was a front man in a hair band back in the day, you know? Okay. So MC of the Three Ring Circus, and had a great time, you know what I mean? And shit does not sit well with her. And so that's a, you know, that there's something there in that concept for sure.
Oh, yeah. Break us up, break us, break. How did you say that, Brent?
It's past- like, don't let the past break us up today, or don't let the, you know, if I made a break, don't let that break us up. You know, I made a break from that, so don't let it break us up. You know, it's like I made a clean break, or my memory can't break us up. Don't let a.
I'm feeling competitive now. How many of these nuts get cracked on your show? Y'all turn out, you get up.
We don't know. Some have gone on to get written, and we've heard the demos and stuff, and mm-hmm. or we get all like, oh, we got a couple good ones. But sometimes they unlock. Sometimes we just go, well, look at the time.
Yeah. Well, we've had a couple where somebody from one listener, after hearing the song title challenge, will reach out to the person that sent in the title, hey, can I please write this with you? Because I know how to write this now. They're inspired from hearing.
Yeah.
That was like the request. And there was another one too, wasn't there?
Think I'll buy myself flowers. I didn't help on that one. But, you know, some of the ones we've heard since then have turned out pretty, pretty cool. So, yeah, usually there's that one more, like, oh, it's something there.
There's something, I'm just sitting here, really, there's something else in there. I'm trying to think.
I think this team is trying to break us up. It's like, need to tell my wife to break the internet before it breaks us up. You know, turn that off. You know, don't let it break us up. You know, but that is such ultimatum-y and kind of lives in a negative place.
So, okay. So, there's, what was the Kevin, Yellowstone, Kevin Costner movie, Field of Dreams, right?
Oh yeah.
You remember that movie about baseball? And, when he goes back and he sees Moonlight Graham, but Moonlight Graham's like the old guy. Not when he turns into the young guy, but he makes a statement where he's like, well, I got to get home because my wife is likely to think I got a girlfriend. That was like a little comment that he had from that movie. Maybe it's about all the things that you do because you don't want to, I don't want to break us up, but it's an homage it's a celebration of the relationship and the woman and all the things that it could be like a Big Bad Bill of Sweet William Now kind of a thing, you know, like I've done all these changes because I don't want to break us up is not as heavy as it can come across. It's more like, I want to be the best man I can be for you, but it's sort of tongue in cheek with, I don't want to break us up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that too vague?
Or it could be, yes.
All the changes that I've done to be a better man to, you know, because I don't want to be the one to break us up. Right. Like maybe you've done that before. Maybe you've been a hard ass and stubborn and all these things, but you meet that one girl and then all you're thinking about is all of a sudden the tables have turned, right? Maybe she's the first one where you love her more than she loves you.
Yeah. It ain't gonna be me that breaks us up.
Yeah.
Like I ain't even you.
Yeah. I have one here that's cheesy, but I'll say it. It's like that. Like this idea of, it's just cheesy though. I hate to say it. Maybe it'll spur some like it's only time. Spot. Only time will break it. That concept. Yeah,
till death do us part.
Right. But I don't love that.
Like only God could break us up kind of thing. Because I'm gonna love you the rest of my life kind of thing. And
that's we're in it crazy. Only God can break us up. That's a bold statement, isn't it? I don't know.
It is. It's bold.
I don't know if that's true, but that's like one of my big things. I just like it has to be true. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Only God can break. I love them.
But it could be how you feel.
How you feel.
Right?
If it's true how you feel, then
Be true if that's how you feel.
Right. There's that kind of emotional, I feel that way.
There's something crazy about that title. Only God can break us up. That's starting to feel psycho to me. It might be
Chris is like, as he taps his fingertips together. Right. Excellent.
You know, when you hear the first time you said it, I was like, wow, that's weird, man. I like that, but I don't know if only God could break us up.
Yeah. Like we've been through hell. Yeah. And we're still, and we hang tough, you know? I guess only God could break us up, because the devil can't.
No. How about if God did break you up?
Yeah.
And you're talking about all these amazing memories about somebody. I guess only God could break us up.
Yeah. Like,
it could be a real heartstrings thing, man.
Oh, yeah. If it was like she's passed away or something, mm-hmm. like only God. Oh, it's kind of interesting. It makes you want to go like the grandma route. You know, grandma said, mm-hmm. you know, only God could break us up. You know, talking about grandpa kind of thing, because he's in heaven now.
Yeah. Like a Love Me from, you know, the Colin Ray song. Who wrote that?
Max D and Max T Barnes.
There you go. Or okay, if you really want to get weird and creepy, what if it's the from the perspective of the guy, but he's dead looking down on her in heaven, and only God could break us up. Like, I'll always love you, but you've got to move on. You've got to, you know, like, it's about getting through that terrible, terrible tragedy. And he's just trying to like wish her comfort from heaven or something. Yeah. That could be freaking deep.
That could
be. Yeah, we fell off the deep end here, but I actually like it better. I think these are more fertile ground. Only God. Yeah. We might have to go round two on this one.
yeah. I know we're coming on time.
I'm serious, because I'm going to be thinking about this all weekend.
That's the thing. It opens a loop, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? Right now, though, we got some really good looks at this. We got some really good looks
at
this.
Okay, I have one super super deep title idea that I got to throw out. Otherwise, it's going to bug me if I didn't say it. What if the guy is imagining each beer in his six-pack going, don't break us up. Drink all of us.
Anyway. Yes,
that's it. That's it.
It is awesome. It's a shame. It's a shame to break us up. Yeah.
Got to drink all.
I'm going to think about it. I think we should think about it. I'm not. See, I hate a nut I can't crack. You know, I just hate it. I'm going to be thinking about that damn title all weekend.
We just gave you a Rubik's Cube, and your wife's going to kill you now, because that's all you're going to be dealing with on the drive down to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then sometimes too, and this is no slight against this title, I have a notepad full of 10,000 titles that I haven't written or didn't work.
Yeah.
Sometimes titles just aren't going to work. I think in a writing session, at this point, we would probably go, I got a title. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
for whatever reason, this day, I just kind of want to make sure that was part of the thing. Or whatever reason, this day, that title didn't want to be born, right?
Right.
And you shouldn't let that run your session. You should go on to some other titles, because sometimes it's just the right day for a right title.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
For sure, yeah.
Oh, okay, just because I just springboarded off of what you said, what if it's from the perspective of like a 4 or 5 year old kid who's getting a brand new brother or sister?
Yeah.
You think she's going to break us up? Like, because the kid has jealousy when the new baby comes into the family. And I mean, it could be like, it's just so innocent, right? And you could say so many things and get away with it because it's like a 5 year old kid.
The breakup thing seems like it mostly applies to romantic love. And when you try to move it across to God and kids and stuff, it's a little weird for me, because it's like, I don't think you would apply it that way, you know?
Yeah, true. It would be a stretch.
Johnny, I told you in the beginning, I'm a total jerk with songs.
Well, it's not my title, but I mean, breakup, in a sense, breakup is it's abandonment, right? Like
true. That's true. And we didn't ever even get that. We sort of did it together, but it does mean that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, I think we got some great looks at this, guys. Chris, thank you so much for saying yes. And so fun playing with you in the sandbox, man. I absolutely enjoyed it.
I would love to give me another shot in in a little while. Let me have another shot at this. I think
we can do that. We can comment on it when it drops. We can comment on the new stuff with the in the climb community. We under the post when it drops, we can comment there.
Yeah.
So, hey guys, that brings us to the end of another song title challenge. Send your titles into info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge in the subject line. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.